When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Micah, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you. When you look back at the defensive performance yesterday, is it kind of like a TV show or a movie where you love everything about it but the ending? You know, is that the way you looked at what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's a tough way to lose yesterday. Obviously, I think there's a lot of things that we could have done better. Defensively, little things. I mean, I think we played a good game, but you know, a few little plays here that kind of came back to hurt us, and yeah, it's a tough way to lose.
Anything in particular about the last series in regulation that you know, sticks with you?
I mean, we just got to find a way to get off the field. You know, they made some good plays. Give credit to them. Good players over there. Yeah, we just got to find a way to get off the field.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tom Rock.
Micah, would you have liked to have seen more, I guess, more bodies on top of the receiver on that last offensive play of regulation there and kind of slow him down from getting up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always kind of a thought process in that moment. Obviously, you don't want to draw a penalty, so – it's kind of like that balance in between, you know, trying to fight for the ball a little bit and get a few more seconds off the clock. But, you know, get credit to them. They got down there, spiked the ball, and you know, made the field goal. So just kind of is what it is.
On the other side of the ball there, it sounds like you're going to have Daniel back this week. What does that mean to the team to just have its quarterback back on the field?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Obviously, you know, it'll be great to have DJ back, huge player for us, and you know, bring a lot of confidence to the offense, I think, and throughout the whole team, having a captain and a leader back, I think that's huge.
Kim Jones. Hey, Micah, is there a way that you could describe to those of us who've never played football what it's like to be in a game like that and play as hard as it appeared you guys did and come out on the losing end?
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating. You know, one moment you're, I mean, you know, game's not over till it's over, but you're pretty sure you're going to win a game, and then, you know, turns pretty quick like that, and they make a few plays, and then, you know, right into overtime, it just seems so quick, you know. It just seems like one second you're about to win a game, the next second it's over and you lost. So it's kind of hard to process. Yeah, I mean, obviously not a whole lot of words in the locker room after, but yeah, it's just a real tough way to lose. It's devastating for sure.
How does a team come back from that? You guys have had, obviously, when the quarterback goes out, you've had a couple now, that impacts a defense, you know, in a way. Obviously, when you're on the field and not coming through with the winning effort yesterday, it impacts a defense. Like, how do you guys among yourselves kind of say, the season's not over, you know, we got to stay together, that kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've said it all year long, you know, regardless, win or lose, we take it one week at a time. And, you know, like you said, it's a long season. Still got 9 more games left and a lot of football to play. So, you know, we won't count ourselves out ever and just, you know, continue to work hard, prepare every week for the next opponent and try to find a way to go win a football game.
if I could just squeeze one more in, did you guys meet with, I don't know when you meet with Wink, so that's it. That's my ignorance. But if you have, did he have a message for the defense after yesterday's game?
We have not yet. Okay. I'm sure when we come back on Wednesday, we'll, you know, kind of go over a little bit of corrections and things like that over the game, and he'll have some words for us, but nothing yet.
Understood. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We'll take one more. Jordan Renan.
Hey, Michael. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm curious, at 2-6, pretty much the midway point of the season, how do you view where this team is at?
I mean, I think we got a group of fighters, dudes who are, you know, determined to go out and win a football game. Obviously, we've been in a few close games the last few weeks. You know, mentally it's difficult to come back after a game like that. But, you know, like I said earlier, we just got to take it one week at a time, continue to battle, find a way to win a few games and string some together here.
Do guys, the trade deadline is tomorrow. Not saying you personally, but do guys talk about it and about the possibility that, hey, who knows, I can get traded here. What's that like for you as a player in the locker room?
I mean, you know, I'm sure it's in the back of a few people's minds and you know, guys who would potentially be in that position. But, you know, I think as a group and personally, I think we're just focused on football and practice and, you know, taking it one day at a time. Whatever happens with that happens. You know, obviously, as players, we don't have a whole lot of control over that. But yet, I think we're just kind of focused on football right now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.